Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a problem, okay? My name is Teresa Green, and back on January 12th, I purchased a Fitwatch One and a lifetime warranty, and I can give you my number if you want, my transaction number. Do you need that?
Can I have that zip code, please?
77502.
Thank you. First and last name?
Teresa Green.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying the shipping address for me?
2808 Mulberry Lane, Pasadena, Texas, 77502.
Thank you. Now, I do see here, we're on the 8th of February, you did purchase our Fitwatch mail.
Well, I actually purchased it to begin with on January 12th, and then I only had it a couple of days, and while I said, you know, I like some features of it, the battery would not stay up more than a day. So on January 19th, just a week later, I sent it back with all your instructions and that, and I, you know, called in and everything else and, you know, gave you the tracking number, and it arrived there on January 23rd. And then I've been waiting, and this last week, I never heard anything. I never got anything. I called up again, and they looked it up, and they said, oh, yes, they would be sending another watch, because the first person assured me that the next watch would work fine. The battery would be good. Okay, the watch arrived today. It is a smart band. It does not have the features that I liked on the other one. It's not waterproof. It doesn't do your oxygen levels, which is one of the things I was interested in. And it's, you know, we can't even fully get it to work right, okay? But whatever, it doesn't do what I bought it for. So at this point in time, I basically would like to ask for a refund. I did buy the lifetime warranty.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Now, I will go ahead and issue you a RMA number for you to return the product, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And there will be a minus 10% restocking fee. And once the product receives the, once the warehouse receives the product, they will issue you a full refund.
Okay, although I had the warranty, and it was supposed to be, you know, for years, whatever. I already pay the $15 for the lifetime warranty. And you sent the wrong product even, so.
But yes, ma'am.
Whatever.
All right. Do you have a pen in the paper?
I do.
All right. That RMA number is EB793, C as in Charlie, 07355, B as in boy.
Okay, that was EB793C07355B.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I just write that on the paper and put it in there with it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And last time, let me think where I sent it. I sent it to, you know, I guess what was on the envelope even. This, well, I think they told me to change the return thing. Modern Life Trend, 105 Sarah Way, and is that 264 or where?
Yes, ma'am.
Number 264?
Yes, ma'am.
Mill Patel, California.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so when you get it back, and then do I have to call you and tell you the tracking number and all that like last time?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I've tried to do all this the right way. And like I said, I did take out the lifetime warranty, but whatever.
Yes, ma'am, I do see. And that account is, I'll count it out for you, and thank you for calling customer support.
Excuse me?
Anything else for you, Ms. Green?
No, I just send it back with that, and then I will get a full refund, less 10%.
Yes, ma'am.
Is what you're saying. Well, I guess it's better than nothing.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.